Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook, / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter, at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course, at thekickasslife.com.
This is Michael Eisen
and Jeffrey Eisen,
co-authors of Empowered Youth, and you're listening to David Wood on the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show.
Make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
That it is, that it is. And welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, where it's designed to put a little smile on your face, that's right, a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little push in the bum. That's right, a little kick in the rump, or as I like to call it, a little kick in the arse. Now, as you know, I always start the show with a few fun facts. Do you realise the most expensive plane ticket cost a Sydney millionaire, his name was Julian Haywood, a staggering $123,000. That's right. He was the first person to buy a seat on the A380 Airbus on its maiden flight between Singapore and Sydney. That is a crazy amount of money. I hope he got an olive with his martini on that flight. And the world's busiest airport by passenger traffic is Atlanta International Airport with 80 million passengers in a year. That is crazy. And at any given time, any given hour, listen to this, at any given hour, there are 61,000 people airborne over the United States alone. Can you imagine worldwide? Worldwide, how busy are these airports? I'm telling you, it's crazy. And France is the most visited country in the world, approximately 80 million tourists, and that's going up. And that means the Eiffel Tower is by far the most visited attraction in the world. That's right. And I've been there. It's pretty. It's very pretty. So if you haven't been to France, it's one of my favourite cities, actually. Paris is, not France. France is a country. I'm a little bit tired, you know, we were up late last night. But anyway, and Club Direct, a travel insurance company in Britain, provides insurance plans for protection from falling coconuts. Did you know that? And Tasmania is said to have the cleanest air in the world. So if you want to have a little bit of clean air, then go to Tasmania. Now, the other thing is that the odds that you'll be killed by an airplane falling from the sky is 1 in 25 million. Now, the odds it's going to happen today is 1 in 7 trillion. So you're going to be all right, I think. But keep looking up anyway. Anyway, so welcome to the show. And I really wondered what I would share with you today. And, you know, as the sort of the end of the year is coming, I was sort of reflecting back on my year and asking myself some questions. And one of the questions I ask myself every year is about my net worth. And, you know, is it going up? Has it gone up? Have I added more to my net worth over the previous year? I ask many questions. They're not all financial, but there are a few financial questions I ask myself. And that's obviously, I'm a big believer in passive income streams. And I put a lot of energy and invest a lot of the money I make into creating passive income streams. And I'll do a whole show on that. But, you know, Warren Buffett says this. He says the chains of habit are too light to be felt until they're too heavy to be broken. And what I realized was when I look back in 1988 or 89, actually, and even 1990, I was earning about $4 an hour as a waiter here in, actually, I lived in Kelowna at the time. I was not legal here in Kelowna. I was a traveler. But I wasn't a Canadian or didn't have a real reason to be here. I was just sort of moving through. But that's sort of $4 an hour. And I sort of think back to my mindset and, you know, how I was willing to trade, obviously, my time for that amount of money. And, of course, there were tips involved, and I did quite well with tips. But still, what I want you to think about for a second, I want you to think about the last 10 years of income. And if you're younger and you've only been working for a few years, you can still do this. So if you've worked less than 10 years, do 5. If you've done less than 5, do 3. If you've only been working a year, just use 1 year. Just go back and look at the income that you've earned over that period of time on average. So you may have had a bumper year 1 year where you made a lot of money, and you may have had a couple of hard years where you've made less. So that's why I like to do it and sort of get more of an average. So work out your average income, all right? And then what I want you to do over, again, 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, five, you know, 1 year, whatever, whatever you can do. But then I want you to imagine that sort of a big bubble above your head, a big circle. And imagine that you're looking up and there's a circle there and your number is in that circle. And that's your number. That's the number that you're willing to trade your time for. And what's interesting with me is I didn't know that I had control or power to change the number. And, you know, obviously I've done quite a lot of work in this realm. And in fact, I used to teach a program called the Millionaire Mind Intensive, which is a 3-day program on helping people identify and change their money blueprints. And so I just want to give you in this sort of this few minutes we have left here, I want to give you a thought process as you start leaning into this next year, is whether you are willing to challenge that number. And even if it's a good number, you may have 120 grand a year, right? But what I found is this, it doesn't take any more time to make a lot more money. What it starts with is how am I wired and what am I noticing? And one thing I started to notice was what I was willing to trade time for. And I remember the first time I went, I got to $10,000 a month in income. And I was like looking at this check the very first time thinking, oh my goodness, you know, no one ever told me that I was worth that much money, that I could earn that much money. And so that started. And then once I started to challenge it more and more, it went up to 20 and 30 and 40 and 50, and it kept going up, right? And I realized there wasn't a number that I couldn't achieve. But it started with this process of, I want you to, first of all, think of your number, see it above your head, and notice that you're willing to trade your time and money, time and energy for that number every single year on average. And they did a study in the USA Today where one of the universities did a study where they ran two identical ads for a computer programmer with benefits. The only difference in the ad was one gave a salary of $120,000 a year and the other one was $30,000 a year. And, you know, about 80% of the respondents to the ad went for the lower amount. Why? Because they're programmed to believe that's their number. And what I've learned is it's horse poop. You know, you don't have to accept that number. But how a blueprint's formed is our thoughts lead to our feelings, lead to the actions we'll take, lead to the results in our life. So if your result is getting, you know, $30,000 a year, I want you to be buoyant. I mean, see the number up there. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to add a zero to it. Just add a zero. So you went from $30,000 to $300,000 a year. How does that number look to you? And what would that do for you and your family, all right? And then, so once we start to understand that we can add that zero, who do we have to be, all right, and what actions would we have to take in order to make $300,000 a year? A lot of people don't know where to start. But I'd start by educating ourselves and becoming more financially aware. And it's the thing that they don't teach at school is this financial education. They teach you lots of stuff you can't use, like algebra, right? But they won't teach you how. And the reason they can't teach you that is because most teachers are trading their time for $60,000 or $70,000 a year. And they don't understand how to create financial freedom. So we've got really the blind leading the blind, right? So again, your blueprint in relationships is your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Your blueprint around money is your thoughts, feelings, and actions around money. And your thoughts, when it comes back to, is your conditioning. Conditioning from your parents, your modeling, the things you modeled, your experiences, the things you saw or heard around money. You know, money doesn't grow on trees, you know, all right? And the things that you witnessed yourself, right? So our thoughts is the thing we have to start with. So I want you to start this year by putting that number above your head, the new number with a zero. So even if you're making, you know, $300,000 a year, that would be $3 million now. You know, and what would you have to do? Who do you have to become? And just to start being aware of the fact that your intention is to move your number, to move your needle by adding a zero. Now, listen, you could just double it if you wanted to. It doesn't matter how you change that number. What is most important in the little bit of time we have left is that you can change the number. And most people don't realize that's possible, that they just don't know that they can. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about this as well, that modeling is a great start. So you have to think and act like rich people act, and they do certain things. And you can find out, there's great books, Harv Eker's book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I'm going to have him on the show, by the way. It's a great, great book. And, you know, the 1 Minute Millionaire. I mean, there's so many. You can go on Amazon. In fact, go to our website, thekickasslife.com, and push on our little Amazon button there. And hopefully you'll buy a book through there, and that helps the show out. But again, you know, start by educating yourself. How do rich and successful people think and act, all right? And obviously right now, when you now identified that number you have, all right, who do you have to become? Well, because there's a great saying that says this, my wealth can only grow to the extent I'm willing to grow myself. So here's, as we move into this next year, I want you to challenge the number above your head and start to think that you do have a choice, and you can, absolutely can, change that number. Now, it may not happen immediately, but the first step of the process is to change the way we think about money, how we feel about money, and the actions we're willing to take. Anyway, we'll see you on the other side. Have a good one. See you on Tuesday.
That was kick-ass.